the true accountability would be the parents walking away from a school and or a system that's not working for them and going to one that does.
And are there any Democrats you've seen either publicly or privately? Are there any Democrats who say, "I'll step up for school choice"? I mean, is there anybody you've seen on the record or off the record saying, "Yeah, okay, I think it's time we address school choice"?
Yeah, I'm an eternal optimist. I have not seen anybody on the record. I've heard a few people off the record who express their willingness to listen and to try and see what we can do. Time will tell, and I hope that that happens because I'm an eternal optimist. But I've been around long enough to know that I think eventually you have to hold them accountable at the ballot box too. And I just feel like we're not doing a good enough job of getting folks in here who will do that.
Just ahead of Governor Joe Lombardo, he will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. You are amazingly accessible to voters. You believe that your teletown halls were a big hit during the last session. You going to be doing that again?
Yeah, I'd like to. I try to make myself available even without teletown halls. I had a group of folks who were, always saying, "Hey, can we just meet at a Starbucks?" And I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely." And sit down with them and talk to them about the concerns and then follow up with them. And I know that some of them are like, "Well, he hasn't followed up in a while." It takes a while, but we get around to all this stuff. I'd like to do more of that stuff during session because I want people to know what's going on up here in Carson City. I always feel like I come up here and nobody knows. And I think these things are important. I think that everybody's paying attention, but I'm always wrong because people don't pay attention. And I understand they're living their lives, day in, day out. They send me up here so I pay attention, but I need to make sure that I'm paying attention and telling them what's going on. So I need to get that out to there. So I appreciate it. That's why I go on your show. I love being able to tell people.
Okay, and if folks want to reach out to you, whether they live in District 18 or not, where can they find you?
I'll give you two right now, in case people are at home and listening or on the radio, and you can try and memorize it. Hammond4Nevada@gmail.com is my email. Hammond4Nevada@gmail.com, and then 702-523-9055. That's my phone number. It comes directly to my cell.
Very good. Scott, you have a great week. We'll talk again next week, and we'll talk every week during the session. Thanks so much, my friend. You are a true warrior. You really are.
And you're a class act. Thank you very much, Kevin.
There you go. Scott Hammond, State Senator, District 18. Coming up next, Governor Joe Lombardo. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom. so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, I get a bird's eye view of what's happening out there on area roadways right now, thanks to our bank of traffic cams. A little bit of congestion is what we see on Interstate 15 southbound, mainly between Flamingo and Tropicana. Looks like you're averaging about 40 miles per hour through that construction. There's some bridge maintenance, which is taking place today and tomorrow. That's on the ramp leading from Interstate 15 southbound to US 95 northbound there at the Spaghetti Bowl. Watch for crashes westbound Ann Road, that's at Tenaya, southbound Rainbow at Flamingo, and look out for an incident, that's Arville at Flamingo.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMCQ Sports Flash. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. UNLV basketball beat Wyoming 69-59 on Wednesday. The Runnin' Rebels are 16-8 with the win. They're led in scoring by Elijah Harkless's 33 points. The Rebels have wins in 4 of 5. Up next for them this Saturday at number 25, San Diego State. As far as the Mountain West standings, UNLV 5-7. Elsewhere, Nevada looks to extend a 3-game winning streak. They're 9-3 in the conference. Tomorrow night, they're home against Fresno State. The Wolfpack chasing San Diego State in the standings. Boise State and Utah State right behind them. Vegas Golden Knights lead the Pacific Division by a point over Seattle and Los Angeles. They're on the road tonight at Minnesota. They'll look to make it 2 straight wins after beating Nashville 5-1 on Tuesday. After tonight, the Knights return home for a 3-game homestand starting Sunday against Anaheim. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMCQ Sports Flash.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Milk, eggs, $42.
Ma'am, you okay?
Need bucks? With Jackson Hewitt, don't wait weeks for the IRS to send your tax refund. Come in now for up to $3,500 with a no-interest, no-fee refund advance loan when you file your taxes. That's up to $3,500 today. Don't let high prices get you down. When every dollar matters, it matters who does your taxes. So get to Jackson Hewitt today. For eligible clients, loans by Republic Bank and Trust Company, details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Hey, Chuck, can you explain the difference between dollar loan centers locations and the typical check cashing and payday places?
Well, we don't have bulletproof glass, we don't have bars on the windows, we don't have plastic furniture. Look, our locations are more upscale, clean and safe, like banks used to be.
And your locations have even won awards for how nice they are?
For several years in a row, the Financial Service Centers of America have awarded us with the Activia Award for Outstanding Community Service and the Star Award for Best Store Appearance. Both are national recognitions.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan of 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, top of the hour, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, now Governor Joe Lombardo, will join us from Carson City on day four of the 82nd Nevada Legislature. I'm so looking forward to having him on. We've had him on as Sheriff Joe. He will be on as Governor Joe Lombardo coming up at the top of the hour. Very excited. We're going to talk a lot about education in about the first 4 days of the Nevada Legislature. One of the things that happened yesterday that was just fascinating, and that is the House Oversight Committee headed by James Comer. And they had a hearing into looking into Twitter and Hunter Biden's laptop. In fact, let's go to cut one real quick. I want to give you just a little snippet of what went down yesterday, including, all kinds of folks. AOC, Jim Jordan, James Comer, the chairman of the committee, and all talking about Twitter and Hunter Biden's laptop. This is from Fox News Channel.
America witnessed a coordinated campaign by social media companies, mainstream news, and the intelligence community to suppress and delegitimize the existence of Hunter Biden's laptop and its contents.
But this morning, we return not to focus on advancing this robust agenda of progress, but instead to take up an authentically trivial pursuit, all based on the obsessive victimology of right-wing politics in America.
I think you guys got played. I think you guys wanted it to be taken down. I think you meet with these guys every week. We know that's been established in the Twitter file.
A whole hearing about a 24-hour hiccup in a right-wing political operation. That is why we are here right now. And it's just an abuse of public resources, an abuse of public time. We're talking about Hunter Biden's half-fake laptop story. I mean, this is an embarrassment.
AOC a little riled up yesterday. Speaking of riled up, the State of the Union, things got really riled up in the House chambers during the State of the Union. And I want to go quickly to cut number two. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Was on with Hannity last night, and her reaction to what was a rowdy State of the Union. This is cut two, go.
Now, of course, Democrats never let truth get in the way of a great political lie and narrative. Now, all of a sudden, after years of tantrums and ripped speeches, they're very concerned with decorum in the House of Representatives, and they're very angry tonight at Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, one MSDNC host whining that she breached decorum and will face no consequences for it. Election denier himself, Jamie Raskin, calling her ridiculous and brought up George Santos. Why don't you bring up the congenital liar, your friend Adam Schiff? It's all they seem to be able to talk about. And meanwhile, Chelsea Handler called her a miserable moron. And the always classy ladies of The View, they even attacked her wardrobe. I didn't know that they were such fashion experts on that show, but take a look.
I was distracted by Marjorie Taylor Greene's jacket.
Oh my God.
It looked like she skinned my puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Herbie not being pleased by this look.
It was like a little Cruella DeVille.
I could see it now, the fashion collections of Joyless Behar. Anyway, here to respond, Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is with us. I personally loved every moment of it. I'll tell you why. Because every 2 and 4 years, and they did it in this last election, Democrats lie and say that Republicans want dirty air and water. They want to throw Granny and Grandpa over a cliff. They want to take away Social Security. They're racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, transphobic, you know, and it goes on. So, you know, the Republicans in unison, and you were pretty loud. You had a seat in the back saying, not true. What did you think of Joe Biden engaging that?
Well, I thought it was pretty impressive that the president would enter the people's house and try to lie to the American people about the economy, the border, and even ignore the fact that he allowed the Chinese spy balloon to spy on America. But when he continued the lie, accusing Republicans of preparing to cut Social Security and Medicare, we couldn't take it. So I, along with my colleagues, were calling him out. I think I was just the loudest one because I stood up and screamed liar. And the reason why I did that, Sean, is because they have used my image and my name as leading the effort in that when we have not had one single meeting in the GOP conference talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare. Joe Biden is a liar. I represent the American people, and I was honored to be able to call him the liar that he is in the people's house and not allow him to get away with it.
Do you have any reaction to the fashion experts, the fashion icons on The View?
Well, you know, I have to say, Sean, you know, occasionally I get yelled at by old white women, and I always know that they watch The View because those are some nasty women on that show, and they have no right to insult anyone's fashion. I was wearing a wool coat, actually, and it's one of my favorite coats because I got it in Wyoming when I was campaigning against and raising money to beat Liz Cheney. And I was happy to wear it to the State of the Union last night because it simply went with my dress. So, you know, I'll challenge the women on The View anytime for a debate because they represent the worst part of America, the worst views. And to be honest with you, no one in my district cares what they think.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. We've got a story. Gentleman Jim Dallas came up with a story, and we'll bring it to you on the other side of the break. But something I think we're going to see more and more of over the course of the months as we lead towards 2024 and a presidential election. More and more people are walking away. They're not walking away. They're running away from the Democrat Party. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget Sheriff Joe, now Governor Joe Lombardo, will join us just after 1 o'clock, and I'm so excited. His first appearance on the program as governor, and on day 4 of the Nevada legislature, the 82nd Nevada legislature. This hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, All of us, I think, have experienced that maybe once or twice in our lives. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. They're available right now to talk to you. Make that call right now. It's something that I think we're going to see more and more of as we lead up to the 2024 presidential elections, and that is Democrats who are essentially giving up their Democrat card and signing on with the Republicans. But we've got a gentleman, Jim Dallas. I can't take any credit for this story because he drudged this thing up. Tell me what you found.
Well, what we found is in the very, very blue New Jersey, the town council and the mayor of the city of East Hanover, New Jersey, a population of 11,000, they all decided together that they were going to switch from the Democrat Party to the Republican Party because the National Party does not really meet their standards or represent their people. And here's a little note from the mayor of East Hanover. It reads like this, explaining their decision. says municipal leaders have the responsibility to best represent their constituents. And it's our belief, in unison, that this change of party is in the best interest of the community. As the nastiness, rhetoric, and social media vitriol of national politics continues to infiltrate local governance, we collectively determined this was the best course of action to keep the focus on local issues impacting our community, combating the overburdening and unrealistic fair share housing mandates, keeping taxes stable, enhancing our parks, and investing in public safety needs to be our local priorities. Every decision in my administration makes it about putting East Hanover first. This is no different. So that's his statement, the mayor of East Hanover, Ace Gallagher, switching from the Democrat Party to the Republican Party. And it makes a lot of sense, because when the National Party is more concerned about transgender bathrooms and mandates, for masks and things like that, it's not really representing most of the people, because most people don't want to change genders.
And can I tell you, Jim, I honestly believe that we're going to see more of this, not less of this, as we get closer to the 2024 presidential election. I think the National Party, the National Democrat Party, will be ratcheting up the rhetoric, if you will, and it's gonna put pressure on people like this in public office. But more than that, I think there are people that will become so disgusted that they will do one of two things. They'll either A, run, not walk, to the Republican Party, or they'll do a pox on both your houses, and they'll end up turning into GDIs, gosh darn independents.
And a lot of people, they don't want their kids to learn to judge people based on their skin color. I mean, that's the antithesis of what Dr. Martin Luther King was about. And that's what the modern Democrat Party is doing with the reparation talk and the teachings of Black Lives Matter and that sort of thing. People just don't want their kids to grow up and be hateful just because of the skin color of somebody else.
It's amazing. And that's East Hanover, New Jersey. I'm trying to think of where that is. If that's near Philly or if that's near...
It's a small town. I don't know for sure where it is, but I think it is towards Philly. It's a population of 11,000, so it's not a big town. But
their entire town council, though, that's what's so amazing about this. Jim, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Don't forget, coming up in just minutes, we will be joined by no less than the governor of the great state of Nevada, Joe Lombardo. He's into day four of the 82nd Nevada legislature. They're already doing things. They're not passing a lot of bills, but they're having hearings and they're doing different things that are going on right now that will result in legislation. The big question is, will it be good for Nevada or bad for Nevada? We'll talk about that. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship. It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, eh.